Welcome to the Glamifest Your Dream Life podcast. My name is Alexis Glam, and my passion is helping women from around the world master the law of attraction, gain confidence, find their life purpose, and become masters of their own realities. I'm super excited today to inspire you and help you eradicate your limiting beliefs and achieve everything that you once thought was impossible. So if you're looking to massively level up your life from the inside out, to attract high-value relationships, wealth, happiness, and an overall luxurious lifestyle, this podcast is for you. You can see this as your weekly dose of manifestation tips, inspiration, mindset development, and much more to help you become the best and most irresistibly magnetic version of you. And best of all, I'm all about helping you with an extra dose of motivation by sharing inspirational stories of glamorous women and myself alike, as well as discussing the various techniques you can use today to improve your life. I definitely wouldn't want to keep you waiting any longer, so let's dive right into it. Hello to you, beautiful Glamifesting ladies. This is Alexis Glam again, and welcome to the very first podcast of the Glamifest Your Dream Life podcast. Oh, that's a lot of podcasts. But this podcast is a result from the many messages that I've received from you ladies, those that wanted more content, those that thought that Glamifest being as a podcast would be something that many people would enjoy. And to be honest, I had no idea how big this whole podcast business was because I had no clue. But the more I read about it and the more I sought information, the more I enjoyed what it actually stands for. Because I think in the end, it's much easier for people to focus on the message that they're trying to convey when they're listening. And it's less distracting than a video. And on the other hand, maybe I'm justifying it too, because I'm kind of lazy when it comes to editing videos, having to put myself together, having to choose an outfit, all this stuff just for one video to be sent out. Ain't nobody got time for that. But as I said, I will be posting videos in the future. But I think with a podcast, it's easier for me to convey the message to you ladies in an easier way. So without further ado, I would like to get into the first topic of today. And the topic, which is actually a question, is, do you have what it takes to start glamifesting your dream life? I know this might be a very strange or odd first episode to have on this podcast, but I think it's the most important question to start asking yourself. Because I see it in the group over and over again, people that actually want to glamifest their dream life, but it seems like they're holding themselves back. And it seems like they're getting very distracted by all sorts of things that have nothing to do with the law. And when I talk about the law, I am referring to Neville Goddard, the law as per Neville Goddard. My teachings and what I teach my students are mainly based on that of Neville Goddard, combined with other authors that are close to what he preaches. But to keep it very simple for you ladies, I usually recommend for you to start with Neville Goddard. So I will be discussing Neville Goddard a little bit more in depth on these podcast episodes. But before we go into that, it's very important for you to understand the basics of the law. When you're working with the law, as Neville Goddard explains it, you start taking 100% responsibility for your life and for your reality. And this still seems like something that is very hard for people to understand. Because once you take control and complete ownership of creating or being the creator of your reality, that means that you will have no more room for excuses. And when I talk about excuses, it's easy for most people to understand what excuses are, but it goes a little bit deeper than holding yourself accountable. Because once you start working with the law, there's no longer a need to focus on astrology. There's no longer a need to focus on whether or not there is a retrograde, whether or not someone's star sign will align with yours, whether or not the moon is full, half full, quarter full, I don't know. All of these things don't matter, okay? Unless you believe that they will matter. But the problem with holding on to these external circumstances influencing your reality is that you are putting your power in external things and also putting away that ability to create your reality in external things. So it's very easy to say, oh, I did the full moon ritual, but It's most probably not working because this, this, and this. It's easy to put the blame on external things, but I realized that once I understood the core principle of the law, which means that I take 100% responsibility for my future to create my reality, that's when I truly felt powerful. And it's not only about feeling powerful, it's also about being powerful and knowing who you are. And when I say knowing who you are, I'm referring to the extension of you that is your higher self, or also referred to as the universe. And I know this is a lot for the first podcast, but I want you ladies to start understanding this very basic core principle of the law. In the group, I actually try to delete certain comments that are referring to rituals, candles, full moon manifestations and things like that. But sometimes I leave them, and I leave my comments or articles where I explain what the principles of the law are, because many of you are new and I've been there too. Okay. So that's why I'm very patient and understanding. I also tried all sorts of things. I also tried to write my manifestations at a full moon, gazing up and trying to take in that energy. I used to put some crystals near my window to, for them to take on the energy of the full moon and all of these things. But the more I understood the law, the more I realized that there's no need for any of these things. And my question to you is, why do you want to make it extra difficult if you can make it super simple by applying the law and recognizing the power that you have within you? This power is what is connected to everything on this planet. So when we look at energy, right? Energy is in everything. So this same power is connected to money, the energy of love, the energy of whatever opportunities you want to bring into your life. Okay, so I will go a little bit more in depth into how you can actually understand the vastness of the power that is within you. But it will only start with actually accepting and understanding that you have this power, and you no longer need to look for external things to bring in these manifestations into your life. And that is why I truly admire Neville Goddard and his message. It's because I believe that he is one of the few, as I said, there are others as well that I do discuss in the inner circle, but he is one of the few very popular law of attraction gurus. I know I don't say law of attraction, but you know what I mean, that actually practice the law to the T. Okay, so Neville Goddard practiced what he preached, and he helped so many people on his journey. And even after his death, I think his death was in the 70s and the late 70s, maybe. I need to look that up. Even more so right now in the age of the internet, his books are being sold. There are lots of teachers popping up discussing his work. So am I. So what he is teaching, I believe, will stay with us for many, many years to come. But I still ask for you to try it out for yourself and to decide for yourself whether this is something that works for you. I am not one of those teachers that tells you that this is the only way to manifest the things that you want in your life. But this is the way that I do it. And how I teach is that I give you the tools, but it's up to you to try it out to see if this works within your reality. And it's your choice within your reality what you choose to do with the tools that you are given. And this is also why you won't catch me discussing with anyone in the group or in real life about what is the appropriate manifestation technique. I respect that every single person has within their reality their truths, right? So this is something that we cannot dispute. And me trying to push my vision on someone else will not bring me any closer to my goals. And that's another thing that I truly focus on with my students, is that you are in charge of your reality. Okay, so what other people are doing, what they believe is true, what they believe is working for them, it's their reality. So the only thing you need to do for yourself is to find out what works for you and to develop your own truth. Because I believe that we have our own individual lives and experiences and realities, and there's no way to peer and to understand where someone else is coming from. Okay, so the most important thing that you can do is focus on your reality, mind your own business, mind your own reality, and start using these tools to see what works for you. And when it works for you, great, okay? You are in charge of your reality, you're able to do it, and when you've seen the proof for yourself, that's when you can perhaps introduce it to other people, you can discuss it with other people. But I think the most important thing to do is to find out for yourself something that works for you, that you're confident in. Take charge of your reality, create the life that you love and you've been craving for so long, and let the success speak volumes, okay? Because when people see you doing well, they're gonna automatically start asking, okay, what is her secret? How can it be that she always gets the best jobs, always gets the best men, always gets raises without even working for it? Not working for it, you know what I mean. People will deem it unfair, okay? So this is another thing that you need to watch out for. Once you become very good at the law, your life is going to change and just go so smoothly that certain people might get triggered, okay? I have experienced this with the students that I taught, that they have such dramatic changes even within their personality, right? They're no longer triggered, they're relaxed, things are going well in their lives, and this might trigger other people, okay? This can happen. But again, when other people are showing up attacking you and your reality, this is something that I will discuss in future episodes, there's something you can do about that too, because the understanding of where they're coming from and why they're coming from, this frame of mind within your reality is also a message, and there's something that you can do about that too. But in conclusion, since this is the first episode, the most important thing is to ask yourself, are you ready to make the changes necessary to focus 100% on yourself, to find something that works for you within your reality, and to create your fabulous reality that you've been dreaming of? Because you have these desires, you want to get these things into your life, you want to manifest them, but don't self-sabotage, okay? Don't keep jumping from technique to technique. Don't keep confusing yourself. Don't spend countless hours on Facebook. It's all very, very simple, okay? It's so simple that anyone can do it. Anyone can do it. And I know that for certain people, it is not so easy to get into it. And this is something that is also quite important to address today, is that you cannot ask someone that has a success story. Let's say you see a success story in the Glamifest Your Dream Life Facebook group. Someone says, I manifested this car, my father gave it to me, or my boyfriend or my mother, and I am so happy. And what I see is people immediately jump in the comment section and say, what technique did she use? How did you get there? What did you do? But this is completely useless, ladies. I'll tell you why. It is useless because everyone comes from a different background. Everyone comes from a different frame of mind. So if you're going to compare yourself to someone who, for example, already is in the frame of mind that getting a car is something normal and expected, it's much easier for that person to manifest this car into their lives. And I know that some Neville Goddard gurus say that there are no limitations, there are no limiting beliefs, you just need to focus on being one with God or being God, and you'll be able to manifest that car. But from my experience, it's not as simple. That's why I'm very cautious to the coaches that just simply tell their students, just believe, just do it, and just focus on the power that you have within you. But I believe that there are more steps to this that need to be discussed. And these steps are also, what limiting beliefs do you have? Where are you coming from? What are your thoughts surrounding receiving big gifts without having to do anything back for it? Okay, I think that these things are very important to reflect. And yes, when you realize the power that you have within you, that is when you can bypass all of these limiting beliefs and immediately manifest things that are quote-unquote unbelievable in your reality. But I believe there are steps to this, and I believe that it's unfair for you to compare yourself to someone that you don't know their background, you don't know their frame of mind, and you cannot compare yourself to them. So I think the best thing you can do in these circumstances, instead of focusing on what techniques these people used or what they did, is to try to focus on your own reality and try to manifest it using the very simple steps that I will be discussing on my future podcast episodes, okay? So this was quite a mouthful. That's a lot of information. I hope you ladies understood the message that I'm trying to convey. When I ask the question, are you ready? It's not me taunting you or feeling like I am better in any way. It is just asking you the very basic question. Are you ready? Are you willing to focus on yourself 100% and hold yourself accountable and really believe that you can create your future, create your own reality, okay? Because you need to be ready and you need to do the work necessary to focus on what you want, check your assumptions, check your beliefs, do your techniques at night that we will discuss later, and you will get there. You will definitely get there, but you need to have that urge, you know? Like I say usually to my students, you need to be like a moth in search of the flame. And Neville Goddard says this beautifully, but my interpretation is that if you are a moth in search of a flame, you are so obsessed with the flame that you're willing to go head first into that fire so that you burn and your old self diminishes. But if you can look at the analogy of the phoenix that rises from the ashes, that's how I see it. You have to be so willing and obsessed to let go of your old self, okay? That you're willing to go head first into that fire to completely burn down your old self to let your true self emerge, okay? And your true self is whatever you desire yourself to be, whatever opportunities you want in your life, whatever people you want in your life. But you can only let all of this goodness into your life if you're willing to let go of the old version that no longer serves you of yourself. Okay, so ladies, that is a lot of information for the first episode. I hope it wasn't too much, but I will try to digest most of the things that I discussed in future episodes. This is the first one. As I said, I'm very happy that you made it this far down the podcast. I hope it was interesting. If you have any questions, please let me know. You can always connect with the ladies in the Glamourfest Your Dream Life open group. You can ask questions there. And I'm also hosting the third cycle of the Glamourfest Your Dream Life bootcamp. So if you want to fast accelerate your development and have an accountability group that is very small and precious, because you will be networking with ladies that are like-minded and are truly dedicated to mastering the law and changing your lives from the inside out, feel free to click on the link that I will include in the description box. And other than that, I hope to be able to keep on bringing consistent content through this podcast. If you like this, put a thumbs up, because I believe there's a way to rate these podcasts. I'm not sure. And do save it so that you get notified whenever new podcasts are out. I'm hoping, as I said, to keep doing this very consistently. So if you have any questions regarding future topics, do let me know. Send me an email at hello@glamourfest.com or simply join the Glamourfest Your Dream Life open group, where you can connect with like-minded ladies for free. And there's a lot of free information in there. So I would say if you're not in there, it's good to get started by just start by joining the group and connecting with all of the lovely ladies right there. Okay, so I'm saying goodbye to you ladies and see you next time on the future episodes. Bye.